Firstly, can you tell us how exactly you got your hands on one of these payment rings?
Well, I'm a Bankless customer, so I love tech. I love all kinds of different gadgets. So I figured, I'd give it a go. I'm pretty interested in the whole wearables thing. It's just as simple as kind of registering your interest online and then paying a fee, and they'll send you out a sizing kit for your finger, and then send that back, and then they send you the ring.
How did you find, you've tested it out for a whole month, how did you actually find using it in sort of day-to-day transactions?
Initially I used it as a bit of a novelty, just to kind of see how it all works, and I've still got it. I still kind of use it on and off. Basically, when I don't want to bring my wallet into work or out with me, I just pop the ring on and away I go.
Were there any sort of downsides to it? I mean, I personally am a little bit of a Luddite, so if I see somebody sort of sweeping their hand magically across the payment screen and then suddenly it's all done, I'm kind of thinking that's a little bit of a $3 bill situation. I'd be a little bit suspect on that. Were there any sort of issues you ran into?
No, there's no issues around using the ring itself, because essentially it's just like swiping your card with PayPass. But I did get some funny looks at the beginning. A lot of people, like yourself, they were a bit perplexed by the whole swiping your hand over the payment terminal. And I got a few funny looks in bars and went out getting lunch and all that stuff.
A little bit of sleight of hand involved.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one Italian guy who he runs a deli down the road from work, and he just saw it and he went, "Mamma mia."
Well, you said you're sort of into the wearables game. Is this where you kind of see some of this technology going? I mean, when we first introduced Tap and Go, that was only a couple of years back now, and that still caused a little bit of confusion, especially with all the different readers and the like. But do you see this technology becoming more and more commonplace?
Yeah, absolutely. In researching the article, it's just a quick Google search and you find people already implanting chips in themselves. So, like biotechnology. So, you can do the same thing with your smartwatches. Your phone can access your card now. So, I guess banks are only kind of limited by how far customers will are happy to go with this stuff.
Thinking of the case Meow Lotto Disco Gamma Meow Meow, who implanted one of the Opal cards here in Sydney into his hand to get around, and that was a bit of a trial for cyborg rights, I understand.
Yeah, that's it. It's going to happen, I think, with lots of things. We'll eventually just have a chip in our thumb and it'll kind of cover everything.
Is there a world way of predicting, what's going to happen next, or are these things likely to take us by surprise? I mean, we see the future as almost a straight line at times, but, are these technologies going to take a bit of a turn that we wouldn't necessarily expect?
Well, I think there's going to be some adjustment, and the ring is a part of that. That's kind of companies dipping their toe in the water to see, how receptive customers are. I can't even tell you what the next whiz bang technology is. I guess iPhones, when they first came out, they were kind of a revolutionary technology. Touchscreens used to be just kind of clunky and not that user friendly before that, but then they kind of changed the game. So I struggle to see what the next new thing is going to be.
Well, let's face it, if you could make that kind of prediction, you'd probably be a very wealthy man.
That's
Hamish,
it, yeah.
Thanks very much. Do appreciate you joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.